Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. I was recently listening to a stand-up comedian named Aaron Weber. He's actually very clean, talking about growing up and not knowing what italics were. And in class, somehow he came to believe that if you were to read something in italics, you're supposed to read it with an Italian accent. And of course, all of his friends made fun of him. And he said, why am I doing it like this? Why are you not doing it like this? Anyway, a humorous example to see how the consequences of misunderstanding a thing's purpose can be disastrous, at least socially in that situation. Our podcast today is going to be talking about love. This is something that's shown up in readings and then when I attended the prayer meeting at BFC on Wednesday. Love seemed to be a theme that showed up a lot. And what if we're using the word love wrong? I know that this is something that has been talked about a lot, but it's just been hitting me recently, that love is not merely a feeling that we feel, it is something that we do, or maybe more often, don't do. When we say that God is love, we don't mean merely that he has positive feelings towards someone or something. We mean that he behaves in a way that is love. When we, in a marriage relationship, say that we love someone and we're going to get married, that may start by just these overwhelming positive feelings towards a person, attraction. In that situation, we're talking about eros. In the Greek, that would have been romantic love. But biblical love is not something merely that we feel, it is something we do. So in that same marriage context, when a husband and a wife, after many years, say that they fell out of love or they stopped loving each other, that might be a more accurate statement than even they realize. Because when those feelings disappeared, the actions of love that they are no longer taking mean that they have stopped loving one another. I want to read a passage that we're all very familiar with. We typically hear it at weddings and then go on to not apply it at all. This is 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm going to read verses 4 through 7, which say this. Love is patient and kind. It does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Do you see how everything there is an action that we can do or not do? If love is merely a feeling that we feel, and when it is gone, we are no longer obligated to love anymore, then these commands from the New Testament are unnecessary. They are unhelpful. Every one of these commands would assume that there are going to be times when you are required to love someone and feel like doing the opposite. Let's read this passage with the opposite in mind. Love is impatient and unkind. It is envious and boastful. It is arrogant and rude. It insists on its own way. It is irritable and resentful. It rejoices at wrongdoing and does not rejoice in the truth. Love will not bear being mistreated. Love doubts all things. Love is hopeless, and love will not endure being put down or disrespected or treated poorly. How often do we see these showing up in relationships of ours? Sometimes family relationships, sometimes friendships, often in the kind of relationship where God would have us to love one another, and we find it difficult. And so when we do not feel love, we get ourselves off the hook by saying something is wrong with the other person. We will feel like doing these things, even with the people that we would say we love most in this world. Most recently, I'm reading this, thinking about how I treat my kids when they're misbehaving, or when they are behaving like children and not the good little angels that aren't they supposed to be all the time, right? This is unrealistic. And I love them as much as I love almost anybody on this planet, or more so. And yet I find myself getting irritable when they misbehave. I find myself not bearing their disrespectful behavior, or when they act up, or when, again, they behave like children. And I don't feel like doing the loving thing, but the Word of God tells me that I must be and need to be, and they need me to be, loving, which means that I take the actions of love even when I don't feel like it. The same applies to our marriage relationship. There are times when we're not going to feel like being very loving to our husband or our wife, to those of you who are married. And yet the Word of God tells us to love because God loved us. And were we very lovable when God loved us? And how did God show us His love? He gave while we were His enemies, while we resisted His love and His rule and His lordship. You know what's worse? When we talk about people deserving love, yes, I need to love my children when they're misbehaving. I need to love my spouse when I feel like I'm being mistreated. I need to love my family even though they're difficult. God tells us even to love our enemies. That means that the people that wish us ill, we must behave in this kind of way. So I want you to think about the person or people in your life that you're having the hardest time treating in a kind or respectful or loving way. And I'm going to read this one more time. And let's see, can we see ourselves? Can we allow the power of God, the love that loved us when we were the most unlovable creatures possible, to flow through us into people who might just need to experience the love of God through us? Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Verse 8, love never ends. God, we know that this kind of love is impossible. You know, maybe not we're in the throes of a new romance, right? Or we're just so enamored with a newborn child. But when life happens, sometimes it's going to be difficult to behave in this way, God. But remind us that love is not a feeling that we feel, because sometimes we will feel it and sometimes we won't, God. But we are not excused from the command to love one another simply because we don't feel like doing it. So show us through your grace and your power at work in us through the Holy Spirit how we can take actions of love, to love those people, yes, that we love the most, and even those who hate us. Show us how to love them too, because you first loved us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, church, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. You are loved. Have a blessed day.